AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. On Twitter, President Trump warned Iran not to threaten the United States again, or it would face its official end. Earlier, a rocket had landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad in Iraq. Iran's reaction?
Mohammad Javad Zarif has criticized the president for his overnight tweet threat to the Islamic Republic and the reference to its official end. Zarif posted his own message on Twitter, saying Trump had been goaded into genocidal taunts. He added, Trump hopes to achieve what Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, and other aggressors failed to do. And Iranians have stood tall for a millennia, while aggressors all gone. He ended his tweet with hashtag never threaten an Iranian and try respect, it works. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Shiite leaders in Iraq are warning against attempts to pull their country into a war between the U.S. and Iran, saying it would turn Iraq into a battlefield again, just as it was on a path to recovery. Also on Twitter, President Trump is insisting he didn't borrow from many banks because he didn't need the money, not because they wouldn't do business with him. The New York Times reports anti-money laundering specialists at Deutsche Bank recommended multiple transactions associated with Donald Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, be flagged to federal authorities. The report said bank executives rejected that advice. A suspect is in custody in Auburn, Alabama. A police officer was killed responding to a report of a domestic disturbance at a mobile home park. Bill Harris is the county coroner.
They received a call to go out there to the residence, and it all just broke loose when they got there.
There was an intense manhunt. The suspect in Alabama was arrested hours later. Ford says as part of its restructuring, it is cutting about 7,000 white-collar jobs, which would make 10% of its global workforce. Ford says it is eliminating bureaucracy and increasing the number of workers reporting to each manager at the automaker. This is AP Radio News. No need to worry about any spoilers here after the final episode of Game of Thrones. It might not be the real end.
Even as people debate how the finale went down, there is already talk about what might be next for Game of Thrones. The HBO series is based on the books by George R.R. Martin, and while the series went beyond the books he's already written, he is working on two more. There's a good chance they can be mined for some new material for a possible sequel. For those who want to look back instead of forward, HBO says there's already a pilot in the works, set in the same realm only thousands of years earlier. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Number one this week. Weekend at the box office, John Wick 3.
Somebody please get this man a gun.
Keanu Reeves' movie dethroned Avengers Endgame, which slid to second place. In its second weekend, Pokemon Detective Pikachu finished in third place. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.